Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. The provision of health services is a critical and significant mission within each branch of the U.S. military, as well as an integral part of the U.S. Department of Defense's Military Health System, MHS. MHS relies on information and technology to carry out its mission and meet DoD's quadruple aim: to achieve medical readiness, improve the health of its people, enhance the experience of care, and lower its health care costs. To do this, it depends on the availability of and access to high-quality, timely, and reliable information, and the technology that makes all of it possible. Advances in technology that are clinically relevant, technically feasible, and financially viable. These are strategic assets to an organization that understands managing resources efficiently and effectively is key to being successful. What is the information technology strategy for DoD's military health system? How does the creation of the Defense Health Agency enhance IT efforts to deliver care anytime, anywhere? And how is MHS modernizing its technology infrastructure and realizing a robust, integrated electronic health record? We'll explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Dave Bowen, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Defense's Military Health System. Dave, welcome to the show. It's great to have you back.
Thanks, Michael. Pleasure to be here.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Gio Patterson. Gio, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
So, Dave, before we delve into specific initiatives, perhaps you could give us a brief overview of the history and continuing evolution of DoD's military health system, and more particularly, the recently established Defense Health Agency.
Terrific. I'd be happy to. Let me give you some background on the military health system, what we'll call MHS. We're really a global healthcare system and very unique in a number of ways in which I'll discuss. We're comprised of both direct care provided in over 400 military treatment facilities, hospitals, clinics, what have you, and also care purchased through our health plan using civilian providers and institutions. We extend from theater medical care all the way from the battlefield all the way back to our big hospitals here in D.C., Walter Reed, Bethesda, et cetera. So it's really an integrated system. We strive to provide optimal healthcare services in support of our nation's military missions anytime, anywhere. Our care delivery system is not limited to just our brick-and-mortar facilities. Our personnel are ready to go into harm's way to deliver care. Our budget in fiscal 13 is $50 billion. It's the Unified Medical Program and supports the physical and mental health care of over 9.6 million patients worldwide. Today, approximately 230,000 MHS users depend on information technology services delivered through several defense organizations. These include the TRICARE Management Activity, our health plan, and each of the service medical departments. These separate but distinct services currently provide the critical infrastructure and software to bring our integrated healthcare delivery system into being. Under the current state, it has been challenging for our health IT customers in the services to determine who within the military health system governance structure was accountable for health IT performance. Reforming the management of the IT infrastructure will, over time, give us the ability to manage health IT delivery all the way to the desktop. There will be no longer any confusion about who is really accountable for health IT. It will be us. We stood up the Defense Health Agency. It came into being on October 1. The TRICARE organization went away, became part of the, or morphed into the Defense Health Agency. And as a part of the stand-up of the DHA, we consolidated a number of sort of back office services, if you will, into shared services models. And they include our facility services, our health plan operational services, our logistics services, and our IT. So under the IT directorate, each health IT business process will be aligned to a leader in the directorate, reflecting our commitment to ownership and accountability. We're basically consolidating the health IT component of all of the military services. to support the transition of the bulk of health IT services, the service chief information officers, and their associated service IT management functions, as I said, have transitioned into the Defense Health Agency and now have been actively involved in all of the planning for providing health IT on a shared services basis within the HIT. The service CIOs actually have a dual role. They will continue to advise their surgeons general on IT matters and guide IT delivery within the services until all of the IT functions transition under the management of the Defense Health Agency. And we anticipate that's going to be about a two-year process. The service CIOs will retain direct authority over their service-specific resources, again, until we reach our full operational capability on somewhere around October 2015. Under the direction of the Health IT Director, which is me, we will take the service CIOs, our chief medical officers, and operational service leads and use them to maintain current operations and delivery to the services and at the same time support the stand-up of the new Health IT organization, oversee the stepwise transition of the remaining IT functions. So basically, the end result will be an enterprise-wide integrated IT environment with standardized infrastructure and applications down to the desktop level, basically to our user fingertips.
And so realizing that organizational vision that DHA creates for your specific discipline, could you tell us more about your office, how it has evolved, the size of its budget, number of folks that work for you?
We developed an organization that has six vertical divisions within it, essentially using best of breed, best practices from industry as well as some advice from the Gartner folks. Our six vertical organizations are sort of innovation and modern technology is one. Governance and customer relations is the second one. Our infrastructure group is our largest group. That's the third one. The solution delivery group is number four. Our information delivery, information analytics, et cetera, is the fifth one. And then the final one is our security and privacy organization. And as I said, there are about 744 government employees that transitioned over on October 1. We also transitioned over about 1,000 contractors. So our going-in state was about 1,750 people. Budget for this year is somewhere around $2.2 billion across those six verticals in the new organization. So that gives you sort of the going-in numbers. When we finally reach full operating capability, we expect to be somewhere between 8,000 and 9,000 employees and contractors. We're still researching budget numbers, but certainly the $2.2 billion number will be at least that and maybe more.
Dave, now that you've provided us with a sense of the larger organization and the mission of your office, perhaps you could tell us more about your specific responsibilities and duties as the DHA Military Health System CIO. And how do your efforts support the department's overall mission?
Well, let's talk about the mission, Gio, because that's a terrific question. We operate on an overall mission for the military health system that we call a quadruple aim. Basically, there are four pillars to the mission. And the four pillars of the quadruple aim include readiness, which means being able to field a what we call a medically ready force and be able to deliver healthcare anytime, anywhere in the world in support of the full range of military operations and including humanitarian missions. So that's the readiness component. Second component of the strategy is better health. And we want to reduce the number of healthcare visits to our direct care system by our service members by encouraging them to promote better health. The things like smoking cessation, weight control, these things. And we have this tagline we kind of use to describe that says we're moving from healthcare to health. And so we're talking more about preventative activities that will certainly reduce service members' need to seek more acute health care. The third component of the strategy is better care, and that is basically making sure the care that we do provide our members is the finest in the world, a care experience that's safe, timely, effective, efficient, equitable, and patient and family-centered. So basically focusing on care that we provide to the service member and provided to the family. And then finally, which is where we're focusing a lot of our attention, better efficiencies and lower cost. We need to create value by focusing on quality, eliminating waste, and reducing unwanted variation. We're going to consider the total cost of care over time, not just the cost of an individual healthcare activity. We have both near and long-term objectives in this area to become more agile in our decision-making and maximize longer-term opportunities to change the trajectory of our cost growth through a healthier population. And certainly in the IT area with a budget the size of ours, cost is a focus, and we'll talk about that probably a little bit later.
I was wondering, given your responsibilities and duties to make the quadruple aim reality from at least a mission support perspective, what are the top three management challenges you face, and how have you sought to address them?
Back to the cost element, we run a very high budget. Our budget is almost about 10% of the total budget of the Department of Defense. That is the total defense health program and all the care that we provide. So very strong emphasis on cost control and cost reduction. Another factor that is a challenge for us is as our service members seek care outside of our direct care system, they go to commercial providers through the health plan. There are lots of different systems out there, and trying to get data back from them continues to be a challenge just because of all of the privacy regulations, the technology dimensions of dealing with all those different systems and all of that. And then finally, how do we sort of replace our current systems, which the Department of Defense has decided to undertake, and how do we fund that replacement? How do we make a selection? How do we deploy a new system across, as I said, 400 care sites in our direct care system alone? And then we're talking about, you know, ships and submarines and things like that in addition to that. So that's going to be a very major activity for us in the upcoming years. So those are some of our major challenges.
So along with these challenges, given your role, there's probably unanticipated or unexpected surprises. To that end, what surprised you most since taking on this role?
What surprised me most? One of the things that struck me the most was that the services are all different. I thought that they would be very much the same and operate the same, but they're all very much different. They have their different cultures. They have their different practices. And so when we're trying to put components of the service organizations together into a single organization, these differences really impact the way that we can do things and the way we operate.
So, Dave, I've had the pleasure of having you as my guest on the show twice during your tenure at FAA as the CIO over there. And I also know that you came over from the private sector and you were the CIO of a healthcare organization. I was wondering if you could tell us, how have those experiences shaped your approach here at the DOD?
Okay. Well, certainly, you know, I went to the FAA and came into government to join the FAA because I had a passion for aviation, passion for flying, but my career responsibilities really were in the healthcare IT area, and I have been the CIO of a number of multi-hospital systems, 7 hospitals, 14 hospitals, last one being 50 hospitals, and then also a Blue Cross Blue Shield plan. So I have a lot of healthcare background, all in healthcare IT. So it was kind of coming over to the MHS was kind of coming home in terms of dealing with the physicians in the hospitals and things like that. Coming from the FAA, it's been really interesting. The experience, the major experiences that that I helped lead at the FAA was their transition to IT shared services. They embarked on their journey a couple of years ago, and it's a very similar process. At the FAA, we had 13 lines of business. Within the DOD, we basically have 3 or maybe 4 lines of business, those being the services and the TMA. So there were a lot of similarities. And when the DOD people began talking to me about the concept of IT shared services and what they were trying to do, I said, well, you know, we did all of that at the FAA. And they said, oh, really? How did you do that? And I said, well, let me put together some material and, you know, we'll present it. And so I sat down with our leadership and kind of ran them through what we had done at the FAA. And they said, well, gee, that's a that's exactly what we want to do. That's a perfect roadmap. So we kind of got off to a fast start because I had been through some of this stuff before, and I sort of knew where the pitfalls were and what was going to be important and what wasn't.
So as a follow-up, Dave, what makes an effective leader, and does your unique leadership role require a different kind of leadership approach?
I'm not sure that leadership in this particular setting or any specific setting is really much different than sort of general leadership principles. You know, we've got to establish a strategic direction, priorities, communicate them meaningfully to the staff, manage change, motivate and manage our workforce, and all those kind of things. And certainly in these kind of times, we're probably more challenged in the human dimension of management than we ever have been before, certainly within the government and certainly in private sector. So very strong on communication, very strong on making sure people know exactly what's going on, how it affects them. Sometimes we don't have all the answers, and when we don't, we tell them that we don't. We'll get back to them.
What is the information technology strategy for DoD's military health system? We will ask its CIO, Dave Bowen, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.